Our scripture readings for this first Sunday of Lent start out in a lush garden called Eden, and they end in a desert wilderness where Jesus is tempted. We hear stories in both readings of temptation. The story of the talking snake in the first reading is one that we have never forgotten. It has many of the features of a folk tale, the kind that we heard growing up and the kind we may still be telling our children. In all those fairy tales, if you remember, it seems that someone is always warned not to do something. And then, of course, they do it right away. You may remember this one. Whatever you do, don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. And they did. That's what's happening in this story from Genesis. There are two people, and there are two trees. One of the trees is the tree of life. Eat from it, and you will live. The second is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eat from it, and you will know more than you ever wanted to know. You will be in deep trouble. Adam, the name is literally, it literally means dust person. Someone made of the earth. Adam is tempted. And he gives in. You see, Adam is really every man, just like us. The only difference between Adam and the rest of us is that he was the first to be tempted and the first to sin. This story from the book of Genesis, of course, is not a literal account of the first sin. We all know there are no talking serpents. Rather, this story is a statement that we human beings have within us the power to do evil. We have within us, because of Adam, the inclination to disrupt God's plan for creation. In the gospel, we have a different kind of story. We have a new Adam. His name is Jesus. He had just been baptized, and then he heads straight for the desert, led by the Spirit, for a 40-day retreat. And there, too, he is tempted. But unlike Adam, he does not give in. Rather, Jesus soundly defeats the tempter. His answers to Satan are great. The tempter is like the devil in so many medieval plays. He's crafty. He's so evil. He can even quote scriptures. And at the same time, he's so stupid. To tempt the Son of God. It's so much fun, actually, to see him put down. Every Lent begins with this story from one gospel account or another. The story of Jesus going into the desert for 40 days to fast and pray, to be tempted, and to win, but also to suffer. And to be ministered to by God's angels. It is now Lent, the desert season of the church year. And the gospel invites us to spend some time there in that desert with Jesus. You see, Lent too is about 40 days long, from Ash Wednesday to Holy Thursday. It's a time to look honestly at ourselves and face squarely squarely what is best and what is worst in us. As we see from all three readings today, temptation is the theme. Temptation, as we all know from first-hand experience, is a very real part of life. We are all tempted on a daily basis to stray from the values that we hold dear. We are tempted to take shortcuts to avoid struggle, to find the easy way through everything. We are tempted to compromise ourselves. We are tempted to use people or harbor bitterness, or to lash out at others with our words. We are even tempted from time to time to just give up. Like Jesus, we all deal with temptation. It may be, in fact, that temptation is essential to our spiritual growth, our spiritual development. We all struggle with our passions, our human drives. We struggle to know God and what God wants of us. And out of all that struggle, something good can happen. Character, renewed strength, hope. We can also be tempted to do good things. During the next 40 days, we are tempted to enter fully into this season, the spirit and meaning of Lent. We are tempted to enter this virtual desert to meet our true selves face to face. We are tempted to ask some essential questions like, who does God want us to be? What must I leave behind in the desert this year during Lent? What can I do to renew and strengthen my faith? I think it also helps to ask questions like this. Basic question. If I had to do it all over again, would I choose baptism? Would I choose to belong to Christ? Am I really committed to this faith community that we call church? Does my life in any way make a difference to someone or to the world? We are all invited to create a little desert place for ourselves this Lent, perhaps in our own homes. Maybe by setting apart a little time alone, without food, without drink, without television, without whatever else might distract us. Some time alone, even a short time, to talk to the Lord about the temptations in our lives, about our own personal Satan or Satans. What are the things in our lives that are pulling us away from God? Talk to God about those things. Or maybe, here's a suggestion, maybe we will be tempted on the weekdays of Lent, tempted to participate in a weekday mass, at least once a week, when we don't really need or have to be there. Maybe we can be tempted to be more generous with our time, with our resources. Maybe we can be tempted to be more caring with people who really need us. Maybe we could even be tempted to fill up our Lenten rice bowl so fast that we ask for another. Those are good temptations. Hopefully we'll give in to them. The main point is this. During Lent, if we do not enter the desert to find God, it happens often that we ourselves, our lives themselves, become deserts. Arid, dry deserts, devoid of meaning, lacking in joy, thirsting for hope. Yet, even there, even then, we're not alone. Even then, though we feel lost, the God who loves us more than we can imagine still tries to find us, minister to us, and bring us home safely.